Dryden. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and this Friday, the Dryden District Chamber of Commerce and several participating retail businesses are hosting Moonlight Madness. This year's event is a little different from previous years. Instead of a Midnight Madness event, chamber members decided to move Moonlight hours. Moonlight Madness will begin Friday, November 25 from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. According to Diana Parker, manager of the Dryden Chamber of Commerce, the 18 participating retailers will be giving away an enter to win ticket to customers for a giant door prize with over $1,000 worth of items. Customers will have to purchase some from the retail to get a ticket, said Parker. The Moonlight Madness event isn't just for parents to shop for holiday gifts. The DDCC has activities for the children from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. This year I wanted to make it extra special because I am also a parent of small children, and I know that every time I come out for Midnight Madness, in the past, I've gone shopping, but there is not a lot extra for kids to do, said Parker. Wilson's Business Solution will be hosting a clever Corvid art community mural. So, what Rhonda's done is that she has painted this mural, and then people can go in, they can add a snowman or a person or a reindeer, whatever they want to this community mural, and then Wilson will display it in their front window, explains Parker. At the same time, Sunset Country Realty will have cookie decorating at their location. Safeway, one of the participating retailers, will donate the cookies. And at PharmaSave, get your picture taken with jolly old Saint Nick with Samantha Hawkins Photography. Also on November 25, starting at 6:30 p.m., the Dryden Kinsmen Club will be hosting the Santa Claus Parade, which Parker believes synergizes with the Moonlight Madness event. I wanted to plan the activities from 5 to 7. I felt that will get the kids that are coming in from the outside of Dryden something to do before they go home. You don't want to keep the little one out too late, but also encourages the families to have a little bit of time to shop, said Parker.